from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. The idea of an asteroid slamming into Earth may sound like science fiction, but astrophysicists say that with hundreds of thousands of asteroids crossing our planet's orbit, the threat is very real. Stanford professor Scott Hubbard is overseeing the development of a new telescope that, if all goes as planned, will launch into space 5 or 6 years from now and begin mapping the asteroids around us. In a perfect world, that would help us know exactly which ones are headed our way so scientists can get to work on trying to head them off. Mr. Hubbard, there are other telescopes that map asteroids. How is yours different?
Well, we're going to look out away from the Earth. We'll be in an orbit something like that of Venus. And we will have a very wide field of view, and we're going to make a map. We're going to make a dynamic map that will capture 90% of all the asteroids larger than about 300 feet. And the orbits will be so accurate, we'll know where they're going to be 50 years, maybe 100 years from now. Nobody's ever done that before.
How likely is it that an asteroid will hit the Earth within our lifetime?
Well, the statistics say that every 300 years or so, we have an impact like the one that hit in Siberia in 1908. It's called the Tunguska event, and the 104th anniversary is this Saturday, and that flattened an area the size of San Francisco Bay.
Wow. And what other kind of damage can an asteroid do?
The prevailing scientific consensus is that the dinosaurs were wiped out 65 million years ago by the impact of an asteroid that was about a kilometer, in other words, about 0.6 miles. So it doesn't take a very large hit in order to create huge damage.
So let's say your telescope finds an asteroid that's on its way to Earth. What kind of technology would it take to stop it?
There are three conventionally accepted ways of deflecting an asteroid. The key is to know way ahead of time. So if you can know decades, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50 years ahead of time that one is right on an intersection path with the Earth, you can go out and give it a little nudge. You could fly in formation with it and gently pull it to a different course. I mean, these things fly around at 50,000, 100,000 miles an hour. But you only need to change it about 0.02 miles per hour if you get early warning. So that's what we're trying to do.
Are we anywhere close to being ready with the technology?
Yes, there are scientific papers that have been published. There is a whole community of asteroid scientists out there, and the three techniques, hitting it with something, actually setting off an explosion, or gently nudging it, are all pretty well accepted, but they have never been built.
What other scientific knowledge are you hoping to gain from this telescope?
You know, we're going to have this catalog of maybe 500,000 objects. The scientists that specialize in the origins of the solar system will be really fascinated. They're going to do, I'm sure, all kinds of data mining. NASA has announced that a landing site for humans on the way to Mars could be an asteroid, but right now they don't have a large number to pick from, so they could be extremely interested. In fact, that's one of the reasons they're a partner.
How accessible will the telescope's findings be to the public?
The instant we get the data, that's going to be transmitted to something called the Minor Planets Center. This is a NASA-funded entity, and they, together with our group, will be analyzing the data. There'll be a period of about 6 months where we do all the calibrations and validation to be sure the data is accurate, and then it'll be released to the whole community. It'll be publicly available.
Scott Hubbard, thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Scott Hubbard teaches in the Department of Aeronautics and Astronautics at Stanford University. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.